Hey guys, and welcome to the Transformation Mindset Podcast. I am your mindset coach, Lucy, and this podcast is to advise you on my best mindset motivational tips, guide you into a growth mindset, and share with you any of the best tips I can find in optimizing your mental and physical health. Enjoy this episode, guys. Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. And I apologize for the delay in this episode. It has been a couple of weeks since the last one, and I did promise it was going to be a Sunday thing. However, we are back. We are fully functional. It has been a busy, busy couple of weeks as we launched the new website with courses available, printable PDFs. It has been all go trying to get this website up and running. And I'm so excited that it's finally started. We're finally here. I have been trying to get this going for about a year, but as we are aware, the last year has been touch and go on my end, and I've been very open and very honest with that because it's a part of this journey. This is not just the case for me to bring value, but it's almost like a mini vlog in regards to what goes on behind the scenes as well. And I do feel it important that I'm always authentic and honest, because that is the whole purpose of being someone who is in the mental and emotional space and a well-being space, is that it's important to be honest and it's important to show some vulnerability. And I wanted to get this website. The idea was there over a year ago. But with everything that's been going on, it just didn't happen. So I had to make it a priority for me to get it done, get everything up so that I could start moving forward with plans. And it is finally launched. We have the first course available on there, which is based around goal orientation, which has printable PDFs that guide you through how to set the goals, build the goals, anything that's going to get in your way of achieving your goals, how to build a goal. All of it is in there. And now we've got courses coming in regards to emotional regulation, mindset mastery, talking about psychology, sleep, all the things that we talk about in here, anything that builds your well-being and is going to help you move forward within your mental state and your emotional support. There is going to be a course around anxiety. There's courses around depression, giving you the guidance, giving you the tips so that you can move forward no matter what it is that you're dealing with. And I'm not a specialist within that area, I have specialists on board and specialists coming on board to provide courses with the specialized information for you to have access to every single step of the way, which is absolutely fantastic. It's absolutely incredible. And the amount of money you guys would be spending on these specialists is ridiculous. And the fact I've been able to pull all these things together so that you've got them super accessible, whether you're as a client. If you're a client, you have full access to every single course as part of the parcel. So you get all of it when you work alongside me. Or you can purchase these courses for a very reasonable price, and consideration with the people that are behind these courses is just ridiculous. The fact that they have been able to provide this for you guys is just so invaluable. So the fact that I have been able to provide a space for you to learn, grow, you know, and not only learn the lessons, what I've always found in the past is that if I've ever done courses like these, I always have to, like, I press start or I go to do it, but I don't have a notebook and I find all these excuses and all these reasons not to do the things that they're telling me to do because I just don't have the time to do it. All of it's there. Every single course, every single lesson, each lesson has printable PDFs for each thing, each core element of the lesson in there. So all you have to do is either download it to your phone, and you can edit on your phone because they are editable. You can print them out, you can write on them, you can do whatever it is that you like with those PDFs, which is just something that I am honestly, it's been worth it. The couple of weeks silence on here has been totally worth it, so that you guys can get the best of the best from the best for the best steps forward. But now that that is out the way, I can now get back to fully embracing this podcast, and I have got some fantastic speakers lined up, which I have had lined up since before, but as I said, everything had to kind of go on hold. I'm only one woman, so we can only get so much done at a time. But it does feel good to be back. But yes, aside from a little update, I also want to wish you guys a very happy Easter. It is Easter weekend. This will be live on Easter Sunday. So I want to wish you guys a very, very happy Easter. I hope you've had a fantastic holiday, or if it's a long weekend for you guys, I hope you've had a lovely long weekend, whether that be, you know, maybe you're taking a trip somewhere, maybe you've just had the extra downtime at home, maybe you've fitted in an extra gym session, or you've spent some extra quality time with the family, whatever that means to you, whatever this holiday is for you. Maybe it's not even a holiday, maybe you're still working, but you're just taking that time with the fact that, like, there are a lot of businesses which are on holiday, so maybe you've just embraced and felt grateful for the fact that there's a little less traffic on the road. You know, the little things in life that we absolutely adore, especially if you then listen to this on a Monday and there's a little bit less traffic for you to wade your way through, because there are other people who are on holiday and you can just take it at a much more leisurable pace. But the purpose for today's episode is to talk about you, to get a little update into you, and to try and provide you with a bit of a little motivation this week. We have moved into April, and it is, people seem to forget the fact how quick life flies. Can you believe we are now into the final part of the first quarter of the year? We are fully through the first quarter of the year. Can you believe it? People forget how quick time goes, how quickly time flies, and it is terrifying to me that they don't embrace every single second that we get. Now, do not get me wrong, the last year is hardly, like, I'm not trying to be a hypocrite here, because the last year I have not done nearly as much as what I wanted to. But I needed that time, I needed that space. So if you are sitting there thinking, oh, I haven't done X, Y, Z yet because, you know, I've been going through a breakup, or I've been going through some tough times, maybe you've been going through some family situations, maybe finances aren't where you want them to be, it's fine. This is what this episode is all about, is to take the combination of life is passing you by, so don't let it, but also simultaneously it's finding that balance of, it's okay if you go a year or you go a couple of months where you have had to let yourself pause, you've had to let yourself stop. It cannot be that you are 100% of the time. It's not possible. But sometimes it's about finding that balance of, if your 100% is actually 40% one day, that's still 100% of what you've got to give. So it's being able to show up. This is something that I've embraced and something that I'm quite proud of within myself, is regardless of what goes on around me, I still show up. Even if it's a case of, for example, this last month, I've not been able to show up 100% of the time in every area of my life, because it's not possible. I'm one woman. I am one person. And there's been other areas of my life that required my 100%. The podcast wasn't one of them. You know, my training hasn't fully been one of them for a couple of months. However, these things are now starting to shift, because I was able to put 100% into the website, into my clients, into me, but not me the way that I would normally do, which is, like, you know, punish myself in the gym. It'd be a case of, I've given myself 100% of, if I've needed to rest, I've rested. If I've needed a couple of days where all I've done is watch a little bit of telly, which never happens, but watch a little bit of telly or meet new people in the new area that I'm in and get out and about and enjoy some social time, which I haven't had for about a year, I've done that because I had needed that. It wasn't a want, it was a necessity. I needed that in my life for me to get back to baseline, for me to get back to this version of myself. And by doing that, I've then been able to show up in areas of my life at 100%. So it's being able to reflect on these things and be aware of these things so that we can actually move forward. And this is what this podcast is about. We are now in Easter. We are in spring. We are in my favorite season of the year. And the reason it's my favorite season is that it's new beginnings. It's hope. it's life, it's abundance, it's vibrancy. And this is what life's about. This is what everything is about. Everything comes in seasons. And if you've had a slightly longer winter, and you'll know if this is you that I'm talking to. If you've had a slightly longer winter than planned, this is the sign you've been looking for, that it's time for spring. It's time for life. This is the season where life gets refilled into everything. Look around you. Things are starting to get greener. The sky is starting to get brighter. People's faces are starting to smile a little bit more. There's a bit more color about their cheeks. There's more color in the grass. There's more color in the wind. Things are starting to liven up a little bit. And if you allow it, that life wants to go into you too. That life is there and it is ready to fill you up and make you feel better, so that as we move forward, you don't lose another quarter of the year going through what you're going through. You're not going to lose another quarter of the year swallowed up by whatever it is that you're trying to deal with and whatever it is that keeps holding you back. But allowing yourself to be okay if you need to take a couple of days here and there to keep showing up, but allowing yourself that time where if you need a rest, you have a rest, but you show up again the next day, you show up maybe half of a day. It doesn't matter. Whatever your 100% is to give, give it. And know that you're doing that. Know that you're doing that and feel proud for doing that. Even if it's not someone else's 100%, you're not living it for them, you're living it for you. And allow that life to flow into you. The only thing that's going to stop it is you. That's it. There's nothing else getting in your way from living this life apart from you. So allow that life to fill you up. Allow that life to fill you out and feel better within yourself. And I promise you, it will come back tenfold in other areas of your life. Maybe take some time. This could maybe be the little task for you to do. Get your notebook out and write out the areas of your life that require the most attention right now. What brings you the most discomfort? What areas in your life bring you the most discomfort? Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's your relationships. Maybe it is the gym, your fitness, your health, whatever it is. Have a little, write them down. And then say to yourself, okay, within this quarter, I am going to commit to three things in these areas. Just three, and it doesn't have to be big goals. It can just be three little things that you're going to commit to every single day, every single week, to ensure that you move that little pin forward within those areas that bring you the most discomfort. And please make sure you're focusing on the areas that bring you the most discomfort. If they don't bring you discomfort, it means they do not really need your change right now. The areas of discomfort are the areas that's your body, your mind, everything telling you these are the areas we're not happy with, and nothing's going to change until you start changing it. And the small, tiny little daily steps are the things that are going to make the biggest change to your mood, to your life, to the way that you feel. And let the spring season fill you with vibrancy and abundance, and move forward into the rest of this year knowing that you are taking control. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. I will catch you in the next one. Lots of love.